For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More than 27,000 customers are without power in the Florida Panhandle and in southern Alabama as Tropical Storm Gordon hit land just west of the Alabama-Mississippi border. It's expected to weaken as it moves inland, but three governors have now declared states of emergency. Forecasters say they expect 4 to 8 inches of rain along the storm's track. Reporter Donna Francavella is braving the weather in Mobile, Alabama.
Heavy rain bands from Gordon are dumping intense moisture in the Mobile area. And as I'm looking around, I'm seeing waves and waves of intense rain. The signs are beginning to shake now back and forth as the wind intensifies.
Storm surges of up to several feet have been reported. You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More than 27,000 customers are without power in the Florida Panhandle and in southern Alabama as Tropical Storm Gordon hit land just west of the Alabama-Mississippi border. It's expected to weaken as it moves inland, but three governors have now declared states of emergency. Forecasters say they expect 4 to 8 inches of rain along the storm's track. Reporter Donna Francavella is braving the weather in Mobile, Alabama.
Heavy rain bands from Gordon are dumping intense moisture in the Mobile area. And as I'm looking around, I'm seeing waves and waves of intense rain. The signs are beginning to shake now back and forth as the wind intensifies.
Storm surges of up to several feet have been reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The confirmation hearing continues for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. In his opening statement, Kavanaugh says the highest court in the land is not the place for politics.
The Supreme Court must never, never be viewed as a partisan institution. The justices on the Supreme Court do not sit on opposite sides of an aisle. They do not caucus in separate rooms. If confirmed to the Supreme Court, I would be part of a team of nine.
The pair of slippers used in The Wizard of Oz were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005. A man approached the insurer in 2017 and said he could help get them back. They were recovered in July in Minneapolis. FBI Special Agent Jill Sanborn describes the investigation.
Lots of interviews, several searches, only to later lead this summer to the recovery of these slippers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
The New Yorker has canceled an appearance by Steve Bannon at its October festival after a barrage of online criticism. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The news came after several famous faces, including director Judd Apatow, actor Jim Carrey, and comedian Patton Oswalt, all tweeted that they were canceling their scheduled appearances at the event because Bannon had been invited. In an email from David Remnick, the editor of The New Yorker, to his staff, he said that even New Yorker staffers had been expressed.